What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Black and Aquatics Freedom Through Swimming. This week, I'm going to highlight Copacabana Surf Village in Dakar, Senegal. I was reading an article featured in The Guardian, and I thought this was pretty cool, and I wanted to highlight it on the podcast, so let's get into it. The article is titled, Seas Are Becoming Landfills, The Senegalese Surfer Saving a Beach and a Way of Life from Plastic, by Camille Ahmed. Sorry if I mispronounced that. The article highlights Boubacar Thiaw, hopefully I said that correctly, and what he's doing with his surf village that he founded with his father almost 2 decades ago, or about 2 decades ago, and what they're doing to help keep their oceans clean. So Boubacar and his father founded Copacabana Surf Village about 20 years ago, and the village is near Virage Beach in Senegal. They have a zero-waste restaurant and bar, as well as a surf school. The name of their surf school is Senesurf, one of the only Senegalese-owned surf schools in the country and in the world. The article basically just runs through what Boubacar and his community do to clean their oceans, as well as how they are preventing contribution to the plastic pollution within their oceans. Some examples include not using certain plastic products like bottles or straws. Other examples are facilitating or conducting beach cleanups and partnering with other organizations in his community, so that way they can reach their goal faster, or they can have, you know, more people educating about going zero waste and reaching their goal with a bigger community. I also came across another article that was featured in Travel Noir last year about Boubacar, titled African Waves Meet the Man Behind Senegal's Black-Owned Surf Village, and I'm going to link that article in the show notes, along with the first article featured in The Guardian, as well as their website, because it's not every day that you hear about a Black-owned surf village anywhere, honestly. So I just thought this was really cool, paired with the zero-waste movement that they are doing as well. Love what they're doing. One day I hope to visit the village. I think that would be a really cool experience for myself, and surfing is actually the next aquatic sport that I do want to learn. Hopefully by then, when I do go visit, I would already know how to surf. That's all for this week's episode. Thanks for checking in. Peace.